On Independence Square, the center of the revolution that ousted the pro-Russian president in February, people still come to pay tribute to more than 100 of their fellow citizens who were killed by security forces. But their minds are also on the Malaysian plane and its passengers, and the impact the attack will have on the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Я думаю, що зміниться ставлення до Росії.
The attitude toward Russia will change. There should be some more concrete and tactical actions, harsh steps against Russia. We can't just close our eyes and just say, well, people died and we're really sorry, and we cry and carry flowers. There have to be actions against the one who is responsible for this tragedy.
And for people here, that's Russia and the separatists it backs in the regions of Luhansk and Donetsk.
Це дуже трагічно. Розумієте, тут більше вини.
It's a tragedy. The Donetsk people are mostly to blame. They played around like they were a democracy, like they were a power, like Russia. Now they understand there is nothing good about it.
Ну що, а сьогодні велика трагедія.
What happened? It's a big tragedy. I'm so sorry for the people who were killed. We really want the guilty to be punished.
Although remnants of the tent city that was the heart of the revolution remain, life in Kyiv is largely normal, seemingly a world apart from the east, where there's daily fighting, and on Thursday, a passenger plane carrying 298 people was shot out of the sky. Ukraine says the separatists have disturbed the crash site and taken evidence to Russia, making a proper investigation impossible. Ukraine's government says it has made progress against the separatists, pushing them back from much of the area indicated in beige that they controlled 2 months ago. But at Kyiv's International Center for Policy Studies, Yaroslav Kovalchuk says neither those gains nor the global furor over the downing of the airliner will change Russian President Vladimir Putin's strategic calculation.
I think his primary goal is to keep destabilization in Ukraine as long as possible. And of course, he did not expect this plane crash to happen, but he will continue pursuing this goal because he went too far already.
Kovalchuk says as long as Russia is involved, Ukraine's new government will not be able to end the separatist rebellion in the east. And as normal as Kyiv appears, a long-term conflict will make it difficult for the government to implement its plans for reforms and a transition to a more West European type of society. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.